There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Tyvis Powell had some very interesting thoughts. If you missed those thoughts, or Scott Petrax, or Brian Anderson, who's calling play-by-play for TBS today on Game 2.
The other Brian Anderson.
Guardians, Tigers. Go back and listen to them on our website, 923thefan.com, or the Odyssey app. Something, as Tyvis said, something needs to change. We said that at the beginning of the show, Andy. Something needs to change.
Well, if you listen to the press conference, nothing is changing.
If you listen to the press conference, nothing changed. Do you believe that?
Yes. I don't think they're going to change a thing.
You don't?
They're going to come back next week and say, okay, well, maybe we're healthier here in this position. I do not have a good feeling. If nothing changes at all going into next week, I don't know how you can have any confidence in this team.
Well,
they are not a good football team.
If nothing changes and they don't win next week at 1-5,
it doesn't matter.
I don't want to say it's over, it's pretty darn close.
Mark your calendars.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, if they go back one and five
next week, I mean, I would think you're looking ahead the next year and the trade deadline and everything else.
So then the question becomes: okay, how quick can you trade Amari Cooper for a draft pick for next year? Are you thinking about trading Nick Chubb? You know, if he's okay and he's healthy after this 21-day period, and another team might want to pick him up. These are all things I do not want to happen. But I think if they give up on the season, they throw up the white flag, then, you know, hey, it's time to move forward.
I would agree with that. Jim is in Parma. Jim, welcome to the show.
Yeah, earlier in the program, you guys, I think, hit it right on the head. There is an old saying, I believe it's Jewish in origin. Man plans, God laughs. Right now, God is laughing at the Browns planning so hard, tears are coming out of his eyes. And that planning, I believe, goes all the way back to at least Baker Mayfield when they decided to get rid of him. And maybe even before when they hired an owner whose resume consisted of a minor stock owner in the Pittsburgh Steelers. Somebody is doing the planning here, and let's be honest. If Deshaun Watson was on any other team, would he be the starting quarterback?
Under this contract, yes, he would. If the contract was the same,
under
he
the
was.
Contract.
And the other thing, too, just point of reference, because I think people know that I like Baker. Baker chose to leave. Baker asked to leave after
but the Browns didn't have to.
No, they wanted to flirt with Watson, and so they did. Watson said no. It was a team's decision to try to upgrade. But their job every day, and whether their job every day is to try to upgrade at every position. That is what a front office is tasked to do. And if they felt that Deshaun Watson was going to be a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield, that was their decision. Now, they hopped into a party they probably didn't think they had any chance of being able to hang out at. And when Baker came back and said, hey, I'm gone, wrote the letter to the fans and said, see you later, when he really wasn't at that point, and Haslam wanted to talk to him and he didn't want to talk to Haslam, then we had problems. And he's like, get me out of here. So, and then, you know, Haslam's like, well, I don't care. At what expense is it going to cost for us to get him? Go get him. So, I know it hasn't worked out, and I know it's been ugly, and it hasn't been the expectations that any one of us wanted. But in some ways, you kind of have to look at it and say, if this thing did work out, you have an owner that's willing to spend any amount of money to go out and get a player they think can help them win a Super Bowl. I guarantee you that Haslam's aren't excited about the fact that they're not winning. Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about what it just looks like a giant waste of money right now. That's all I'm saying, Jim.
Okay, if the money is available, okay, why did we go out and hire Ken Dorsey, who Buffalo was ecstatic to get rid of? Why did we go out and get Jerry Jeudy? We change our whole offensive thing. Kevin Stefanski, and I, you know, I don't want to get rid of Kevin Stefanski. Believe me, I don't always agree with him. But if Kevin Stefanski's job was to put the best team on the field that we could field, and Deshaun Watson is our best quarterback at this point in time, we may be in a race with Carolina and the Jaguars to get the first draft pick.
April 24th, mark it. That's when the draft is.
Jim, thank you.
And Kevin's playing with the players that they give him. I mean, that is the one thing I'll hold true to every manager, every head coach. He can only put guys out there that the front office gives him.
And clearly, the front office ownership have given him a quarterback that he has to play. Billy's in Lakewood. Hi, Billy.
Hey, Billy.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, hey.
So, a couple things. I'm going to try to get through it quick. Jeff alluded to it earlier. We're in a situation, we can talk about X's and O's on the field all day long. We're in a situation because of Haslam. After he makes one, and I know you guys can't talk too much about this, so I'm going to do it for you. He makes one bonehead decision after another. And I'm not going to sit here and go through the last 7-8 years, but I do want to fast forward to what Kevin Stefanski said today in the press conference. And Jeff, I heard some other things that maybe you didn't mention, and he at one point said he makes the final decision. And then that reporter followed up with another question to, you know, really isolate it. And then he kind of danced around.
He said, I won't get into specifics. We clearly talked to Andrew and to ownership on big decisions. Is that what you're talking
correct.
About?
Yeah,
exactly. He didn't double down and say, I'm the final decision.
Correct.
He did circle back, though. He did circle back on who the starting quarterback was, didn't he? I thought he started, he said, I did, and then he said, I talked to those guys, and then he goes, but in the end, it's on me.
And Billy, like any employee, I mean, no employee has the final say.
No, but here's my biggest point is this. We're going down a scary path because Haslam is going to be stubborn. He's going to save face. He does not want to look like he made a $240 $240
I wish it was $240 bucks, man.
I wish too. So he's going to sit there and run this to the very end. I mean, he may run Haslam or he may run Watson all the way to game 10 to know for sure that he's crap. When we all know he's crap right now, and I don't mean to talk derogatory about him, but he's playing like crap. And if Haslam sits there and forces Stefanski to keep him in all the way to the end of the season, he's jeopardizing the whole season. He basically is sacrificing our season so he doesn't look bad. And then what he's going to do is he's going to blame it on Stefanski or he's going to blame it on Barry. And that's how it's going to go down.
So Billy, someone is going to get blamed. You're right. Well, how many years? We've already now changed offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and special teams coordinator.
Pro Football Talk, our buddy Mike Florio's website, has a story out about Deshaun right now.
Oh, yeah?
At the current pace, Deshaun will be sacked 88 times this year.
Oh, that's down. It was 90 last week.
Which would be a new NFL record and would be sacked for a loss of 524 yards, which would also be a new NFL record.
It's progress, though, because after last week it was 90.
Pro Football Talk says, and sorry, yes, offensive line, but getting sacked that often is on the quarterback, which I agree with. And if you look at Deshaun,
gotta get rid of the ball fast.
If you look at Deshaun's career, he gets sacked a lot. So I think that's very telling.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.